In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the Great Fast, and this Sunday is known as the Sunday of the Treasures, as it starts with the Lord's command to us to lay treasures for ourselves in heaven, and to focus more on what is heavenly and what is eternal. The whole aim of the journey of the Great Fast is to change and shift our focus and work more on the purity of our hearts. So there are multiple treasures we can speak about that are of eternal character. But today I'm going to focus on one of these treasures. This is the treasures of sound relationships. Relationships, when we are healthy, when they are good, they are treasures not only here on earth but also eternally. The three pillars of the Great Fast, as we just heard last week, and the Sunday before the Great Fast, are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These three pillars are also foundations for sound relationships. Prayer is the foundation of relationship with God, and fasting is a foundation of relationship with myself, and almsgiving is the foundation of relationship with others. So these are the three highlights that we are going to talk about in a few minutes. So the first one is prayer. We always hear these two combined, fasting and prayer, fasting and prayer. Prayer is the cornerstone of any sound relationship with God. If we claim that we know God and we love Him, whatever all these kinds of affections and emotions expressions, with no consistent prayers, where we struggle truly to be in communion with Him, then we are deceiving ourselves. No sound relationship with God will ever be attained away from prayer. No matter how much we read or we know, or from time to time we feel like we love God, this is not a relationship. The essence of the relationship is prayer. It is our path not only to know God, but to taste Him, to love and to trust and to submit. With all the struggle that happened in prayer, it is not something easy, and we find it something enjoyable when we do it at the beginning. And this beginning might take like years from us until we really know how to taste the prayer. But it's so much needed, and it's part of the process of coming to know whom God is and taste Him on very intimate level. It is the difference between knowing about God and knowing Him. This interaction, every time we stand before God, there is some kind of a print that happened on us. His light shine upon our inner soul. And over time, one time after another, this kind of print becomes so much engraved in us. There is something mysterious that happened in prayer. It is not only about what can our intellect can grasp or we feel. People who are relying on feelings when it comes to prayer will never be able really to pray and to gain what is aimed at from prayer. The secret of power of all of the saints comes from prayer. Knowing the example of our beloved saint, Pope Carolus VI, how prayer was the cornerstone of his life. He handled and managed many, many problems in the church. And none of us ever heard a sermon of Pope Carolus. We don't know if a book that he wrote or any kind of literature that he issued, but we know of his power and we still love him and we ask for intercession. It is the power of prayer in his life that made this relationship between him and God to be very special. In prayer, we come to find the pearl of great price. Blessed are those people who are able to find this pearl and they own it. And they feel like on the altar that I pray at my home, on my heart, this is the gain that I have earned it from this life. Nothing is more precious. Nothing is of more value than this. When we don't have this pearl, we try all the time to get ourselves riches from this world. And we try everywhere. It will never work. And we feel we are not satisfied. We are yearning for something that will make us to be full, and we cannot find it. It is through prayer that we come to have this pearl of great price, Christ Himself. So the first sound relationship will come as to us through prayers, the relationship between us and God. And as I said at the beginning, there is no other way, there is no other mean by which we can have this kind of relationship with Him. The second relationship that we all also should strive to acquire and to make it to work is the relationship between me and myself. And this can be attained through fasting. This relationship is needed the most, and unfortunately, it is the one ignored the most. The commands say to us, love your neighbor as yourself. So in this command, we understand that. Basically, I should be able to love myself. So the maximum I can love my neighbor is I love my neighbor as I do to myself. What if I don't like myself? What if I don't like my companionship? I find it is so scary to spend few minutes with myself. How can I love anyone, my family or my friends or anybody, if I cannot love and accept whom I am? Fasting and the consecrated time are crucial in helping us to come to meet ourselves. That I lack myself, it is time to meet me. It's time to know whom I am truly, not only to know, but also maybe to examine, to forgive, to submit myself to the work of God's hands, and finally, eventually, to come to accept whom I am. Fasting and the consecrated time will help us to undo the heavy burdens that we collected and added over our shoulders over time. All of the habits that we acquired during the time before the fast, in spending much hours in front of the computer or the phone, watching anything and everything, all of these will distract us from knowing whom we are. Sometimes people cannot really, like, stay with themselves for 5 minutes. We can look at this, and whenever you are in your room and locked in it, what you usually do? Is it time to read a book and relate to the meaning in it and see how can this help you to know yourself and know God? Or I just run to my phone and try to find somebody who is available, that we chat, and get me away from this presence of myself. It is the way to know, and again, as examine and eventually accept ourselves, there's no other way except through fasting and a consecrated time that we spend alone. Eventually, hopefully, one day, when we come to find comfort and we get along with ourselves, then this relationship will be the cornerstone for other relationships. Without really knowing myself and finding comfort in spending time alone, then I will never be able to maintain relationships with others. The third and the last pillar for sound relationship is almsgiving. And almsgiving, I do not want us to limit the concept to only giving to the poor. Yes, we always praise those who give to the poor. And thank God, most of us, we have heart for those people who are in need. But I want us to go beyond just the poor and the needy. By the way, relationships are not only something limited to this earthly and temporal life. As the Lord commanded us when He said, I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. The relationship that we start and maintain now may be actually the reason for us to be accepted in heaven. Those people whom we befriend and we show kindness might be our intercessors that grant us a spot in the presence of God and His saints and angels. Again, I go back into this. Almsgiving should not be limited or limiting kindness only to the poor and the needy. Sadly, we know how to be kind to strangers. We can pour our hearts and maybe our money over a person who is in need, and we hear that he is going through struggle. But we find it difficult to show kindness to people who are living beside us. Not only showing kindness, sometimes even we are showing cruelty in dealing with the people who are in need the most of our kindness. Our families, our friends, our church, family, all of those people need our kindness the most. And sadly, this is sometimes is ignored. The idea of almsgiving is the idea of giving. and finding treasure in giving and finding joy in it. We fight all the time over our rights. And this is what is the community even is going through. Fighting over equality and human rights. Not one even like thinking about what can I give. It's all about what I take. And we put a good label over it and we go and run for it. It is to give honor, respect and understanding and submission at home. This is almsgiving. And those people who need our kindness the most. If you do not show kindness to your family, how really we can reconcile being kind to the people outside? If I speak harsh words at home, and if I don't show sympathy and compassion, then how can we do this outside? How can we have the same heart that deal with people outside in a way that's even better than dealing with people at home? How can we have sound relationship at home if you are missing this? It is also to give respect and accommodation and support and acceptance to those around us in the church. How many times we hear about people or young people who do not want to come to the church because they were mistreated by their friends? If we are mistreating each other at the church, what kind of almsgiving that can benefit us giving to the poor and the needy outside? If those around me, my church family, are not enjoying my kindness, then what exactly kind of relationships that I am looking to acquire or attain? It is to look also after the Lord's brothers and sisters. It's time for us to think beyond ourselves, our feelings, our rights, whatever I want. This is again the theme, the life of many. And we are wasting time and wasting effort and wasting ages just striving to acquire what we think it belongs to us. Let us do the opposite during the fast. Let us think more of others and what we owe them. What are their rights and what we need to do in order for them to have a better life. It is always to appreciate others, to say to people thank you, think of them in a positive way, to spend and being spent, as St. Paul said, for the well-being of other people, to find way to a precious treasure that will last. This is the to find a way to a precious treasure that will last forever. Today, the Lord Christ is commanding us to lay for ourselves treasures. Let us value the treasure of relationships. And let us, through prayer, find a relationship with Him. And through fasting and consecrated time, we find a relationship with ourselves. And through almsgiving and kindness, finding sound relationships with others. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.